Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio, where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, Karen and I have booked a special guest to talk about the library's second annual Book Fest. Stay tuned for that conversation. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have a special guest star with us today.
The specialist guest.
Miss Tiffany Howe.
Hi, friends.
Hello. And what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're talking about Book Fest.
Which is next
27th.
May 26th and 27th, Friday and Saturday. So this podcast should come out Friday morning.
Yay.
So all our listeners.
If we do everything right, yes.
Yes, if we do everything right, it'll come out Friday morning. So as you're listening, you will still have time to come to Book Fest.
Our listeners.
Right. This is our second annual Book Fest. Last year, we had a big to-do at
very
the
popular.
Vapors. Mm-hmm. Dave Hill came and talked, and Biddy Martin. So last year, our theme was sort of local authors and local history. This year, we went with a nature theme. So we are super excited about our lineup. Maybe we should just go through the schedule.
Sounds great. It's a good theme. I'm excited about the theme this year.
It goes in with our garden.
It sure does.
Right.
Everything just tied
it's
together.
Falling together.
Yeah,
yes.
We should plug the garden, too, on June 10th at 10 a.m.
Yes.
We're having the grand opening of our
garden.
And if you're not familiar with that concept, it was formerly sort of a empty lot next to our parking lot.
People like to dump things up there.
Right.
Dead animals and such.
Yeah, a lot of broken concrete and...
So now it's all prettified.
It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And we're
going to
have
excited.
Lots of things that day, games, issuing library cards.
Yes.
All kinds of fun things.
People can borrow garden beds. They can check them out. They don't go to your house. So I've had that question already. But they stay here, but you can have a little plot to plant flowers or herbs or veggies.
Play in the dirt.
It's great.
Right. So that is June 10th. Please join us that morning. Should be a very exciting event. We get to unveil the garden.
Yay.
But Book Fest, before that, also has a nature theme. So what is our first event on Friday?
First event on Friday is Pollinators in the Natural State. And Leslie Cooper is the Arkansas Monarch and Pollinator Coordinator. And she's going to talk about, I guess, pollinator conservation.
Oh, neat.
So, and that reminds me immediately of our garden and some of the plots around the library. We've done we're changing those up so that there's a lot of wildflowers, native plants to attract our native pollinators. And I remember at the end of last summer, things were just buzzing. You'd walk by a garden bed and there were all kinds of bees and butterflies, and they just hum.
It was awesome.
It was beautiful. So we will learn even more about that.
Okay, so that's at 4 p.m.
Yes.
And what is next on the schedule?
Holly Green's book talk. So Holly Green wrote, it's a YA novel. It's called In the Same Boat. But, it is a YA novel, but I think it's something that a lot of adults would like too. I just finished that up last week. We had a book club about it. And it's all about this crazy canoe race in Texas. Ooh. I had never heard of this, so it was really fun to read about it. It's like called the real name is the Texas Water Safari. So I guess she calls it something else in the book, but it's based on the Texas Water Safari in this like 200 plus mile race in canoes. And so the book is set around that. And, there's some romance and there's some excitement and there's some, angst and all kinds of good stuff. So it's a fun read. And so we'll get to talk to Holly Green and find out more about why she wrote it and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that evening, our final program of Friday is Doug Tallamy.
Yes.
And apparently people who are more in the know on this topic are very excited about his presentation. It is a virtual presentation. He's not going to be here live in person. I'm not sure where he works at the University of Delaware. So maybe he's going to be in Delaware.
He could
be anywhere, but he's not actually going to be here.
That's right.
But we are going to have a live stream of his talk in our auditorium that I do not think will be live streamed like we do for a lot of our programs. Mm-hmm. We put them on Facebook or what have you. I don't think that is part of the plan here. If you want to see Doug Tallamy, you have to come down to the auditorium. But he is an ecologist and conservationist, and his presentation is called Nature's Best Hope. And he will discuss his homegrown national park project and more. So apparently this guy is a big deal.
The Master Gardeners are all super excited about it, I know. So if it's good enough for the Master Gardeners, it's good enough for the rest of us.
Right.
So, regular gardeners.
Yeah. So that is very exciting. So that is Friday evening at 6 o'clock. And what we have not mentioned is that we would like people to actually register for these programs.
Yes.
I realize this podcast isn't going to come out until that Friday. Probably if you don't feel like going to the trouble of registering and you just show up, we're not going to turn anyone away. But it is nice to register.
To get a number of.
Right. And if you would like to register, go to our website, gclibrary.com, click on the calendar, and each individual event will have a way for you to register.
And is there an age limit? It just occurs to me. Is there an age limit on Holly Green's program?
So I 13 to 18.
13 to 18. It's still worth reading if you are older than 18, but the program is for our young adults audience.
The young adults.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep them off the streets.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in the library.
Yes. Okay, so that wraps up our Friday programming. Then the next day in the morning is one that I think sounds really neat. It's a Four Seasons bird walk.
Yes.
Jerry Butler, who's one of our very good patrons, who's done a lot of programming with us, who is with the Audubon Society, he is going to lead a bird walk from the library and walk around our neighborhood. People should arrive around 8:30, and we're going to give out some starter kits, which will contain some bird watching accoutrements.
Very
supplies
fun.
For their adventure.
Yes.
Yes.
And then you will walk around the neighborhood, and Jerry, who is extremely knowledgeable, will help you identify different birds. And I think that's going to be an ongoing program. We will do some other ones. If you aren't able to make the one on Saturday morning at 8:30, there will be some subsequent opportunities, and then it'll all culminate in a citizen science exercise where you enter what you've seen into database.
Is that the Christmas bird count, or is that a different bird count?
Maybe. I'm not sure. It doesn't really say
that's
on our
awesome
program, but I think that's pretty neat because I have been noticing a lot of birds in my backyard. And I don't consider myself a bird person, but they are interesting to see, and I'm curious about what kind of bird they are.
Yeah, Jerry makes it interesting,
backyard
too.
Backyard birds.
Yes, absolutely. I went on a walk with him. It was some program at Garvin, and I am not a bird watcher either, but his enthusiasm and his knowledge just made, I was caught up in it for the day because he's so interesting and
it will be fun.
Yeah. He just knows those birds by their calls. He doesn't even have to see them.
Oh,
yeah. So special.
Wow. Okay. So that starts at 8:30 on Saturday morning, the 27th. And that one does require registration as well. And then our next program on Saturday is at 2:00. And Tiffany, would you like to tell us anything about?
Yes, I'm excited about this one. Diana Hutz Aston is going to be here. She is an author, and she has written a ton of beautifully illustrated nonfiction books for kids. They're like nonfiction picture books, and her style is kind of known as lyrical science. So it's very interesting. But they are striking books. A couple of them that I can think of is A Seed is Sleepy, An Egg is Quiet. quiet. Aww. And she just, like, she knows her science. And so all of the pictures in her books are, you know, just so artful and beautiful and scientifically accurate too. So she is one who makes science really just
fun,
exciting for kids and interesting for kids, you know, taking concepts that may not, you know, be super exciting in and of themselves and just making them a little mysterious. I love her. So she also has an interesting Hot Springs connection, which I'm hoping she'll talk about when we reached out to her. She said, oh, I know Hot Springs. I've been there before, and I won't say anything else. But we love it when we find somebody with a Hot Springs connection. And so, yeah, she's great. And her book, she does not illustrate her books. Her books are illustrated by Sylvia Long. But she's going to be here May the 27th at 2 p.m. in the auditorium. And that is open to all ages. And that's another one. I say this a lot. Children's books are not just for children. They're for everybody. And I think anybody who comes to see her books and hear her talk will get a lot out of it because she's amazing.
Excellent. And then that evening, Saturday evening at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. in our auditorium is our sort of headliner mm-hmm. for the day is Janet B. Carson. She's going to do a gardening presentation. I know many years ago, the Master Gardeners got her to come to one of their meetings, and it was a big deal.
Oh, it is a big deal.
Tons of people. And I know we wanted to get her for this. We thought she would be the perfect guest. And at first, we weren't really sure if she was going to be able to do it. And then Paul, our programming coordinator, turned on the charm. Like he always does.
Good old Paul.
Good old Paul. And he was able to book her, I think, through some of our master gardening contacts. So we are super excited. If you're not familiar with Janet Carson, what can we say about Janet?
Oh, my goodness. She's kind of like, when I think of Arkansas gardeners, that's who I think of. Everybody kind of looks to her. And I know that she wrote a column, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's for the Democrat Gazette. That's mm-hmm. what I was thinking about gardening. And I used to get a gardening magazine about Arkansas libraries, and Janet Carson would always have information in there. So she knows all about gardening in Arkansas and makes it so interesting, even to people who might not know a lot about mm-hmm. gardening. So she's the expert. And I cannot wait to hear what she has to say.
Right. And her connection to the book fest is that she did actually have a book, but someone has lost our copy of it.
Oh, no.
And I believe it is out of print. But maybe we can ask her if she has any extra copies lying around.
Maybe so.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I think at some point there's also a reception.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, we're also advertising the community garden reception, which we've already mentioned. But Saturday, the 27th at 1 p.m., kind of in between some of these other events, we are having a reception with some light refreshments and some information about the garden.
Great.
Opening. So if you're kind of in between events on Saturday and would like to hang out at one, you might even get some little nibblies.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Yes.
I always like light refreshments. I like heavy refreshments even better.
I like refreshments.
I do too. Yeah. Anyway, I can get them.
So we hope as many people as possible will come down and check out these events. We're super excited to be presenting it for the second year.
Absolutely.
And we will soon get started on year three. I've heard some ideas bounced around of having a romance theme.
Ooh, my goodness.
Ooh.
That sounds spicy.
It does. It's certainly not my favorite genre, but it's one of the most popular ones.
It sure is.
Here at the library, especially yeah. the sort of contemporary romances.
Yeah.
So we have not decided yet, but we're open to input.
Yes, for sure. May I say one more thing ties into this a little bit? Mm-hmm. This all also ties into our summer reading program this summer. The theme is growing together, and we had the garden in mind when we were planning that, and so we have a lot of garden tie-ins and nature tie-ins all along the way this summer. Our summer reading program for kids and teens begins on June the 1st, and it lasts until July 31st, and they can earn prizes just for reading or listening to books. And so we hope that if you have any kids in your life or teens, you will pass the word on to them, and we hope they'll sign up for our reading program.
Tiffany, you are such a great guest. We were hoping that you would come back to talk specifically about the summer reading program.
Oh, my heavens. Yes, you know I'll come talk with you guys anytime.
Okay. So maybe here in a couple of weeks. It might already be underway, but there's still lots of stuff going on.
We'll have lots to talk about.
That we could talk about. All right, Karen, have we covered?
I believe so.
T-shirts. I don't know.
Oh, and we should mention that our co-sponsor for the Book Fest is the Literacy Council of Garland County. And they do excellent work.
Yes.
Attending this and buying a t-shirt will benefit the Literacy Council.
Awesome. And they're cute t-shirts. I really like them.
They are. Our marketing team, headed by Aaron Baber, always designs great t-shirts.
They do.
And so if you are interested in a t-shirt, I think at one point there were pre-orders available where you got a little bit better price, but now they are $25. And I believe we're going to have t-shirts at the event that you can buy.
Great.
Or, let's see, you can visit the Literacy Council of Garland County's table to buy a t-shirt. So that's how they want you to place your order. So they will have a table here for you to get a beautiful t-shirt. And National Park College is also one of our co-sponsors.
Awesome.
Go NPC.
Yay, for sure.
Yay. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sale Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.